to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and it seems hard to believe that the Christmas season is upon us again, but surely enough, store displays, home decorations, radio music, they're all changing to reflect the most wonderful time of the year. So do you feel ready for it? Does this time of year signify happiness and quality time spent with family and friends? Or is it an anxious time of year for you? It can be so easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle and stress of the season while overlooking the reason for the celebration, the love and life of Jesus Christ, the greatest gift the world has ever known. So last year, to help put people in the spirit of the season, the LDS Church collaborated with several other musical and media groups to produce the world's largest nativity. Turned out to be an amazing film that touched millions of people around the world and set a world record. But it definitely didn't come easily. There were a lot of hands working tirelessly behind the scenes, and we have one of those pairs of hands in studio with us today. Jeff Taylor works with Bonneville Communications. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what was the process like coming up with this idea? And was it one of those kind of like pie in the sky, what if we did this? And everyone was like, what?
That's a fairly accurate summary of how it was. So we were working on the church's, the Christmas campaign, the Share the Gift campaign. And we're always trying to find ways to plus it up, to make it better, grander. And so we were in my office and we just were writing a bunch of stuff on our whiteboard and just said, hey, what if we created a world record? What if we created the world's largest live nativity? And I'd had a good friend of mine, Valerie Akison, who's an artist I knew back during my time in New York and had created these beautiful nativity ornaments. And I thought, what if we had like 1,000 people holding lights in the shape of that ornament and we just, you know, filmed it from above? And so the idea sort of spawned from there. And we shopped the idea around, but it didn't really get any traction for a long time. So this was about in June.
I think because a lot of people were like, this is going to be a lot of work, right?
Exactly, exactly. It's one of those things, it's the great big what if. Like, what if we could do this? And so shopped it around a while and just couldn't get traction. And I was in a group with a bunch of YouTube influencers and producers, and we were presenting them the Christmas campaign. And at the end, this is literally as the meeting was breaking up, I said, hey, you know, I've had this other idea. I don't know what to do with it. And so I kind of floated the idea, and then all of a sudden the room just came alive. And within 24 hours, we'd had a fully fleshed out music video concept. We had buy-in from a bunch of influencers, and it just sort of took off from there.
How many months went into planning it, and just how many people were involved?
Probably 1.1 month, if that.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah, so this was the end of October, beginning of November, when I met with the YouTubers. And we filmed it on, I think, December 2nd last year. So there were over 1,000 people involved.
Oh, my goodness.
We broke the world record that was previously held by a group in England that had about 800 and some odd members in a live nativity performance. We surpassed that. We clipped over 1,000 that we had. But tons of producers, helpers, volunteers, you name it.
Why do you think this video is so special, and how does it really help set the tone for the holiday season?
Well, I think during Christmas there's a huge sense of nostalgia. And it really, I think, tied in very, very well to that. You know, we show some very familiar scenes, families gathered in their homes, children acting out the nativity. But then we show what an interpretation of what that nativity must have really felt like. And there was a moment for me several years ago when I was reading the Christmas story and read that scripture, and there were suddenly with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. You know, we've read that, you know, every year in our families as we read Luke 2. But this one time I had this really distinct feeling, and the Spirit came over me. It was, this actually happened. You know, this is not a story. This is history. And even further, and this is maybe getting a little too personal, but I felt that I was there and that many of us were there. And I think of us waiting for our turn to come to earth and seeing the Savior being born. And who wouldn't want to be there? Who wouldn't want to sing praises? And so for many, and I've talked with many people that have had that similar feeling, that participated as angels in this choir, that it felt familiar to them. It was a great way to really usher in the Christmas spirit, a great way to help launch the church's campaign as well.
Tell me about the success of the film.
Well, let's start off when we filmed it. We've got news coverage, you know, all over. I think about 85 different news outlets and news stories covered it. Everything from, you know, Good Morning America to Forbes had a write up about it. I mean, it's really went in a lot of different places, and we credit our PR and earned media teams with really helping with that. Through YouTube and Facebook, probably close to about 10 million views, I think.
Wow.
And it also got our Share the Gift hashtag trending very early on in the church's campaign cycle. And I think helped, just was a great convergence to have all of the elements of the campaign, you know, function fully.
What do you hope that viewers take away from it this year and also moving forward?
I think there's just a great sense of hope, a great sense of understanding the true meaning of Christmas, that really it was Jesus Christ that is the gift. I know sometimes we get so caught up, and it's so hard not to. You know, there's Black Friday, there's a whole list of people you have to buy for.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday, it goes on and on.
And I think if we could just help people and just maybe just take a second and just pause and to think about this wonderful gift that was given. And, you know, during Christmas, we talk about Christ, we talk about Mary, we talk about the Nativity, we talk about all these things, but we probably say too little about our Heavenly Father and what He went through that night. And I'm sure there was just this holy mixture of emotions that our Heavenly Father felt as He watched this earthly drama unfold below.
How has this changed you?
I've worked in New York for the last, you know, about 2 decades. I've worked with celebrities. I've, you know, filmed commercials with Donald Trump, you know, a variety of things, multimillion-dollar budgets, worked on some of the Coca-Cola Polar Bear, you know, commercials. You know, done a lot of things that you would think like, wow, that's really cool, filmed with, you know, former Presidents Bush and Clinton. None of that can touch this, just either personally or professionally. It was the coolest, most rewarding thing I think I've ever been involved with. And for me, the most touching and most wonderful thing is that my family got to participate in it. My family got to be angels. So for a few hours on a very, very cold December Monday evening, my children were actually angels.
And if you could send one message out to people about the meaning of Christmas and really the meaning behind this, what would it be?
I think it's you know, for me, the Christmas story is the real essence of the Christmas story is not found in Matthew or in Luke, but it's in a single verse of scripture in John, you know, John 3:16, where he says, "For God so loved the world," and I think that he so loved us, loved all of us so much that he sent his son that we could be saved and not perish. To me, that's the message of Christmas, that we have a Savior and it was sent by a loving Heavenly Father.
Well, please, if you haven't, check out this video, The World's Largest Nativity. It is really something remarkable, very, very special. Jeff Taylor, thank you so much for joining us in studio today. The quote of the day comes from President Thomas S. Monson, and he said, "When we keep the spirit of Christmas, we keep the spirit of Christ, for the Christmas spirit is the Christ spirit." I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.